105.1, your Christmas destination. KKGO, KKGO HD1, Los Angeles and Orange County. Our holiday music is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. For this season's best deals, see your Toyota dealer today. We make it easy.
The following program is a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. This station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
Well, good morning, Marla.
Good morning, Debbie.
Yeah. Hey, everybody out there, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. We're a little bit rusty today. We took last weekend off because of the holiday.
Yeah.
And we are now back in the saddle. And I'm almost wondering, like, what are we talking about today?
Thanksgiving. Let's talk about turkey.
But, yeah, let's talk about turkey. Our turkey was actually good, though. I really do hope everybody had a wonderful holiday. And now we're right back into the swing of more holiday season. So, you know, this is the end. Today is December 1.
Today's December 1. 31 more days.
We do. 31 more days, and we are 2019, and that is just so crazy. This is it. This is your last 30 days. And speaking of last 30 days, if you haven't bought a home, you don't have a tax write-off, you know, you still have time. This is it. This is the last hurrah. You can get in there. You can get your application in. You can find a home. You can close. A lot of times you can get a really great deal this time of year because if a seller is trying to sell during the holidays, there's usually a reason why they need to sell. Maybe they're trying to buy something else. Maybe they're getting relocated. But there is typically a reason behind why they're selling during these times, this time of the year. And you can usually get a really good price. So if you have thought about buying a home and you're wondering if you could get closed up by the end of the year, you absolutely could.
Absolutely.
There is more than enough time, but not if you wait too much longer. So definitely make sure that you get on top of that. We are here. We are live. We are at the studio at Go Country 105. You guys know you can always call us with any questions that you have. You can reach us at 844-935-3634. You can text us. You can text the word MOM to 474747. And you guys can ask us all of your questions there as well. So we want to make sure that you guys get the phones ringing. You ask us your questions. You guys send your text messages. We will make sure that we read those out loud. Give us your name and tell us what city that you're asking your question from. That way we can make sure that we're addressing the question to you and the answer. But go ahead and give that a try. You know, text the word MOM 474747 or give us a call, 844-935-3634. Now, I'm actually sitting here trying to stay very, very serious as I'm watching Marla and Val have major studio disaster issues right
but
now.
But I think it worked. Did it? Yeah, I think it worked.
Okay, there you go.
So I'm sounding like a robot there for a little bit.
Maybe in your new pink headphones, you sounded like
a
robot.
Even Val thought I sounded like a robot. It wasn't just my pretty pink. Okay, everybody who shops on Amazon, sometimes you need to read the description.
Okay, wait, this is a perfect story going into the holiday season thinking you guys are going to buy some Christmas gifts. Beware, buyer beware.
Right, you need to read the description. So I saw these beautiful headphones. They were super cute and they're pink and they're kind of shiny. I get them and I'm pretty sure that they are
for a 6-year-old?
Yes. Possibly a 3-year-old.
You should see her.
But I don't have big ears, so it's working just fine.
I need to take a picture of it, I think, and put it on our Facebook page.
We should.
It's pretty good.
But yes, that is my my Christmas warning, my disclaimer. Read the description.
Yeah, but read the reviews, read the size.
I did read the reviews. That was that should have been a clue when it said, my daughter loves them when she listens to Teen Bop.
Yeah, that probably is it. Is that what it's called? Is Teen Bop?
Yeah, those little
Kid Bop. Isn't it Kid Bop?
Well, I think they have a Teen Bop now, too.
Do they? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. I remember when Kids Bop, that's when my oldest son, that's when Manny was still a baby, and Kids Bop was on volume one. And then I looked, I don't even know, maybe like 6 years ago or something, and they were on like, I don't know, volume like 752 or something.
Right. I mean, it is. I think it's like 763 at this particular time.
There's a lot of Kids Bop out there, I'm telling you. They actually, and if that's all it takes is just to get a bunch of kids to sing along to popular songs and burn it onto a CD, I'm in the wrong business.
Right.
Oh man,
$20 a pop. Those people are
they're making genius. Some bank. Yeah. Well, genius. Now you can download. Can't you get Kids Pop even on Apple? Apple,
oh, I'm sure.
On iTunes and stuff.
Because who buys CDs anymore?
Nobody. I won't even buy a DVD anymore. I want it on my cloud. I want it on my Apple TV. I want to be able to watch it from my phone, from my computer, from my Apple TV. And I don't want to have to find a disc. I don't want to worry that the baby's going to get into the discs and throw them all over the place. And so I won't. I refuse. I will not buy a DVD.
I don't blame you. I don't think I've bought a DVD in years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been years. And actually this year I did, on my Christmas list to family, I did ask for the new Pistol Annie's album. And even my family was like, what? What? Can't you just download it onto your phone? I'm like, yeah, but then I don't get to open it.
Oh, jeez.
I just want something to open. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to get them a picture.
I can get them an old CD case from a really old CD that I have somewhere, and they can wrap that up. And then inside it can be an iTunes gift card for you to buy it.
Genius.
There you go. Yes. All right. So
by the way, if anybody has listened to the new Pistol Annie's album, it is amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I
it's
have
really
not.
Good. I went to go see them live, too, at the Novo. They were really, really good.
Mm.
Really good.
Very cool. Yeah. Yes. I haven't gotten that far
good
yet.
Good job,
no.
Girls.
I've heard the new song, the Change My Last Name song. I couldn't even tell you what it's actually called. I think it might be Change My Last Name.
Change My Last Name, yep.
That's a cute song. Very cute.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I haven't had a chance to explore any further into the Pistol Annies. Anyway, all right, so welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. We're a little off topic, which is fantastic. It's so much fun. We're going to keep doing that for the rest of the year because guess what? We are in the holiday season. We're in the fun season.
Right.
And mortgage is fun. Mortgage is great. Can you buy a home? Absolutely. Can we do down payment assistance? Absolutely. Can we get you in before the end of the year? Absolutely. So, you know, all of that is fantastic. And we do want you guys to ask us your questions. We want you to text us. Text the word MOM to 474747. That would be 347s.
That is 347s. Or just 474747.
Yeah. Text the word MOM, and then you can ask us your questions from there. Give us your name and the city that you're asking us your question from so that we can read those out loud. You guys can give us a call. We're here. We're live at the Go Country Studio. You can reach us at 844-935-3634. That is the same number all week long. You can reach us there even after the show is over during the weekend. We will get a text message from our call service. So please leave your name, leave your number, and let us call you back. You guys can go to our website. Go to MortgageMomRadio.com. There's all kinds of free tools on the website. You can, you know, inquire. You can send us a message. We'll call you back. You can apply for the loan, and we will set up a time to do a full consultation with you if you want to go ahead and just get the application done. Again, that's on MortgageMomRadio.com. If there's any shows at all that we have talked about in the past or you've missed it or there's a piece of it you'd like to hear it again, please feel free to listen to the podcast. You can get that from the website and get it from iTunes, Google Play. Whether you're an Android or, you know, an Apple lover, you can find us. You can go to Stitcher, TuneIn, all the different places that you can get podcasts. Yeah. All you've got to do is search Mortgage Mom Radio. And we've got all kinds of, you know, every single show that we have done, I'd say since July of last year, has gone up on the podcast. So there is nothing that you can miss. You want to talk about down payment assistance, calculators, cost of waiting, rent versus own, first-time home buyer programs, renovation loans, FHA, VA. We've talked about just about all of it.
Yeah, the whole gamut is out there on our podcast. Anything that we've ever talked about, even all the left turns that we take, it's all there. Yep. Got to listen to it.
It's good stuff. So, and you can get that right from the phone app. So when you do text the word MOM to 474747, you'll get the link to our phone app. The phone app has all kinds of great tools on it as well. Pretty much the same as the website, but you can do it all from your phone. So download the phone app. All you got to do is save it to your home screen. Really easy. You'll get the link. And you can listen to the podcast right from our phone app, from our Mortgage Mom Radio phone app. Or you can listen to it, like we said, from any of those other places that you can go for the podcast. So I would definitely suggest that you do that. We have to get some compliance out of the way.
Oh my goodness, I almost forgot about compliance.
Yeah, and it's already 9 minutes in, so sorry. But so we're going to get the compliance done. My name is Deborah Lynn Marcoux, and my NMLS ID is 237926.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Did it sound different today?
Totally.
I said it different on purpose.
Oh. Well, it worked. It didn't sound right to me.
Okay, your turn. Right.
And I am Marley Geezer, and my NMLS is 669357, and we are both licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Boom.
Boom.
Done.
There you go.
We don't have to do it again. Not till next week.
And I'm surprised that I actually remembered it. It's been a good 2 weeks since I've said it. But now I think it's just ingrained into my brain, into my tongue, and it just flows out. When I say compliance, that's what comes out. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, we've been doing it for, what, 2.5 years now? So you should probably have it down by now.
I should. You're welcome, Susan, or whatever your name is now.
Absolutely. So you actually found, we like to talk about news during our show, and you actually found a pretty interesting article that was about generations.
Did I?
You did, because as we were coming to, we forgot we even had a show, and all of a sudden we could hear the beginning of our show playing. I had pulled up on my phone all of the different generations and, you know, what years are you born and who's who and what does it all mean.
Right. So call us in now, and we will tell you what you fall under. Because I found out this morning that I'm technically...
You are technically, Marla, a Gen X, which is ages 1966 through 76.
Right.
Technically, but you were born
December 29th, 1976.
Which, yes, she does have a birthday coming.
Yes, so, in 29 days. So start celebrating. My address is... No, just...
So, I mean, honestly, in reality, you would hang out with us 77ers. From 77 to 94 would be Generation Y. And we are considered the Echo Boomers or Millenniums.
Millenniums.
Millenniums. Not Millennials, because Gen Z came after us, which I'm not quite sure. This one is like changing things up. It says 2013 to 2020. So I'm thinking maybe Gen Z now is some sort of... Millennial? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, that's coming of age. I'm sorry. Born 95 to 2012. I thought those were the millennials, but they're calling them Gen Z. So I'm learning something new. But you did actually pull up a pretty cool article.
I did.
That was talking about Gen Z or millennials having a hard time purchasing homes and what they should be, you know, possibly doing to be able to get into something for that investment.
Correct. So this article was posted on one of our favorite ones, themortgagereports.com, this past Monday, November 19th. Actually, that was 2 Mondays ago, wasn't it? Sorry. And it was titled, "What Are You Willing to Sacrifice to Buy a Home?" And this article is saying that Gen Z... are willing to make several sacrifices nowadays to buy a home. And some of the things that they're looking to sacrifice would be they're increasing their commutes. So people are looking to buy a little bit outside of maybe their original designated area.
Sure. And so you work in LA, but you might go and you might buy in Chino or you might buy in Norco.
Well, and that happens a lot. I mean, we're up in Santa Clarita. Santa Clarita is a nice little community, quiet, great place to raise a family.
But we're commuting.
But a lot of people do commute to LA, Burbank, you know. A lot of people even commute, you know, the opposite, sometimes to Bakersfield and Palmdale. So
yep,
we see that a lot.
Very common. Yep.
Yes. Yep. Another one is
which is why you need to carpool.
Ooh.
Carpool. Okay. That's another side subject though. So keep going.
Okay. That one's not in this article. Okay. Another thing that they are sacrificing to buy a home nowadays is foregoing proximity to nature. So maybe looking at buying a home near beach, you know, a lot of things people are wanting
sure.
to do that.
Can't afford anything by the beach anymore. Right. Thanks to the baby boomers, but whatever. Keep going. I found out too in this article, which was really quite interesting. I always thought that my mom was a baby boomer, and it actually says that she's not. So
just call her right now.
I know. I'm going to
get Mary on the phone and say, you are not a baby
boomer. Mom, you are not a baby boomer.
Right.
So actually, 1946 to 1954 are boomers one or the baby boomers.
The baby boomers.
Then they have 1955 to 1965. So they're a very small, short era. And they are boomers too. So she's kind of a boomer. Or Generation Jones. And it was, guys, between 1955 and 1965, you guys did not have a lot of great things. You guys had AIDS.
I mean, okay.
Seriously, like if you guys
no,
were,
I mean,
you'd
hilarious.
Have to.
Sorry, guys. You have a horrible generation.
Well, no, it's not horrible, but it just says it's the first post-Watergate generation who lost much of its trust in the government and optimistic views that the boomers one had maintained. You know, their economic struggles, including the oil embargo of 1979, reinforced the sense of "I'm out for me." So, I mean, it was just like they had, they kind of came into a negative era. You know, it kind of made it difficult to, you know, they weren't waving the red, white, and blue like the boomers before them that had the Vietnam, you know, Vietnam War. And,
right, you know,
it was
the Woodstock era.
Exactly. You know, very, very, very different. So, you know, it's actually quite interesting. I didn't even mean to pull this up to even learn anything, but, you know, you're always learning something.
Right.
if you read, you learn.
Right.
So.
Because actually, as you were doing that, I wanted to understand this foregoing proximity to nature. And what the article was actually saying is a lot of people are giving up more space on their house, not having a backyard or a side yard, because they're just, the need to buying a home nowadays is overseeing that.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I mean, and that's why a lot of people are buying condos and townhomes and, you know, you've got a small patio or a small, you know, square backyard, but you're at least getting something back there, but they're not getting the kind of land.
Right.
You know,
well, especially a lot of times nowadays too, with new construction, a lot of people are trying to get into that new construction. Sometimes they don't have that. You know, there are smaller lots, things like that, that might be happening that
You need to move your commute out and you need to get out towards, you know, the areas that you can. If you really want that backyard, you really want those nice, you know, sprawling yards, then you need to get a little bit further out and you're going to have to do that
commute. Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. And the last thing that Gen Z is sacrificing in order to buy a home nowadays is denying themselves access to parks and pools. So, you know, maybe not being able to, you know, buy a house with a pool, or maybe looking at communities that don't have the pool and a park in there too.
Probably maybe to forego some HOA fees, maybe trying to bring that monthly cost down a little bit. So I could see, but you know, we'll have to look that one up too and see what they meant by that. But yeah, I could see that you're not going to get the parks and the pools and, you know, the Paseo systems and everything, you know, by not being within an HOA community.
Right.
That's where I would probably understand that piece.
Right.
But yeah, it was just very, very interesting.
And I think it kind of goes back to like what we've been saying for years now is that, you know, your first home, to get yourself into home and start your real estate portfolio, it doesn't have to be your dream home for your number one home. You know, you might
You need somewhere to start. You've got to dip your foot in the water.
Right.
You've got to become once you buy a home, whether you're going to live in it or not, you have now become an investor. You are in real estate.
Right.
You can now, when you put a job application in somewhere, you could say, I'm a real estate investor. But probably not. But in reality, though, you are, you know, and you've got to start somewhere.
And you have to start somewhere. And this is kind of what Gen Z is seeing nowadays is we have to start somewhere. We're going to get our feet in the door. We might have to make some sacrifices right now. But that's what we've been saying for years. Your first home, you get into a home. It doesn't have to be the dream home with the, you know, the 5-person shower. You know, let that be that house down the road. You know, right now you might just get away with a tub to get yourself into that house.
Right, exactly. Or maybe an outside hose. I mean, you could shower out there, can't you?
You know, that's good. I've actually been watching a lot of shows, and these outdoor bathrooms are becoming a lot more popular.
They're really cool. I know. I really want one that's got a full shower outside, like in the corner, you know? In the back corner where people can't see you. And then I really want one of those. I'd love to have my dining room where the doors open completely, where it's almost like inside, outside living.
Yes.
I mean, it's just absolutely
and
so
then,
gorgeous.
Yes. And you sit outside and you can. I want one of those really, really.
I want a whole outside kitchen right on the other side of the doors that open. I mean,
with
wouldn't
one of those
it be
big
nice?
Fireplaces that you could put a pizza into.
Exactly. Yeah. There's people listening right now and say, oh, I have that.
Yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations. Yes. Because we would love that. That's my dream home. Anyway, if you guys are listening, we're going to start taking calls. We're going to start answering text messages. We want you guys to send us your questions. Text the word mom to 474747. Send us those text messages right now. Please give us your name and the city that you're calling from, or we are going to make up a name for you. We do have some questions already that we're going to get started with when we come back from the break. You guys can call us. We can get you on hold and we can get you right on air live. It's 844-935-3634. We're talking mortgage, we're talking real estate, and we're answering questions. So get yourselves ready. We're going to a quick break and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more answers about finding the best rates and getting you financed on Mortgage Mom Radio.
The holidays begin at the Disneyland Resort, and Go Country 105 wants you to enjoy the wonder, joy, and magic of the season. Experience the diverse sights, sounds, and tastes of Festival of Holidays at Disney California Adventure Park. And over at Disneyland Park, rediscover holiday classics like Believe in Holiday Magic, Fireworks Spectacular, A Christmas Fantasy Parade, and so much more. Listen to win one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort from Go Country 105 to to share the magic of the holiday season. Holiday Entertainment available now through January 6th. Attractions and entertainment subject to change without notice.
Are you ready for the intuitive LG V40 ThinQ for just $20 a month? Right now at Sprint, you can get the only phone in the market with 5 cameras to capture moments from every single angle. That's right. You can get the LG V40 ThinQ at Sprint for $20 a month, regularly priced at $40 a month with an 18-month Sprint Flex lease. Hurry to Sprint. This limited-time offer is for new customers with approved credit and a new line of service or existing customers with an eligible upgrade. Need more reasons to hurry to Sprint? Get a free 49-inch LG TV when you lease the V40 ThinQ while supplies last. Requires registration at LG.com and a new line of service. There's never been a better time to try our network built for unlimited. Switch to Sprint today and get your LG V40 ThinQ for $20 a month and a free 49-inch LG TV. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Pricing after $20 per month credit. Applied within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. TV ships in 8 weeks. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Save up to 80% by buying Factory Direct. The jewelry exchange manufactures and imports diamonds direct. We have the lowest prices anywhere. Diamond prices have dropped and never been lower. Half-carat diamond solitaires are $299, 1-carat $599, 1.5 $1,390, and 2-carat $1,990. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of GIA diamonds at the guaranteed lowest price. You won't find a larger selection or lower price on GIA diamonds anywhere. Certified 1-carat diamonds now just $1,790, 2-carat now $5,890, and thousands of designer mountings starting at $199 set while you watch. 1-carat 3-stone rings are $6.99, 2-carat $19.90, 3-carat $39.90, and 1-carat studs are just $3.99. The Jewelry Exchange also has a full line of lab-grown diamonds at insane prices and guarantees the jewelry they make to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions. Don't miss these deals. The Jewelry Exchange in Tustin, 714-542-9000, 714-542-9000, or jewelryexchange.com.
It's Mortgage Mom Radio, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-WE-LEND-4U. That's 844-935-3634. And now here's Debbie Marcoux.
All right, well, welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got Marla Geezer with me.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
And we are having fun this morning. We are post-turkey pre-Christmas. We are ready.
Post-turkey, pre-Christmas.
Yeah, we are ready.
And pre-birthday. Yes. Well, actually, it starts today. My birthday starts today. I'm sorry.
Yes, and I'm going to say holiday just because it is the holiday time and not everybody celebrates Christmas, but
I'm going to say happy Hanukkah.
You could say them all.
I think it's joyous Kwanzaa. I think that's what you're supposed to say. Mm. I'm pretty sure. I've read this whole thing that, like, if you celebrate Christmas, you should say Merry Christmas. If you celebrate Happy Hanukkah, that's okay. Say Happy Hanukkah to me. I will say Merry Christmas right back to you.
Like, that is awesome. Yeah. I like that. I think that is actually the way that it should be. Is that a new grammatically correct thing?
I think that's what they're saying, that whatever you celebrate, that's what you should say to people. And if whatever they celebrate, they say it back to you. So if you celebrate Kwanzaa, or you celebrate Hanukkah or Christmas, or if you don't celebrate anything, you just need to say
happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And yeah, that's what you should say. You should say what you celebrate within your life. And nobody should be upset or offended or anything about that. I mean,
right. Absolutely. I totally agree. And that's where Mortgage Moms Radio stands.
Yes.
Boom.
It's a season of love. That's what it should just be.
It is a season of love. It is a season of giving. And, kind of going on that train a little bit, let's talk about Sparks for Love.
Yes.
But before we do, I want everybody to know that we are going to start answering text messages here as soon as we're done with our Sparks for Love section. So get ready. It's going to be about 3-4 minutes. If you've sent us a message, we're going to read it. We're going to answer it. If you guys want to send us a message, you can text the word MOM to 474747. Get your questions in. We will make sure that we answer them. We will address you personally. So please tell us that your name is John from, Sylmar or wherever it is that you're listening. And we'll make sure that we address you and that this is your question. Nobody knows who John from Sylmar is because John from Sylmar could be anybody.
Right.
So
it doesn't even have to be your real name.
It doesn't. Make one up.
Make
it a good one. Make it a good one. But at least you'll know that we are reading your question and answering your question for you. So again, text the word MOM to 474747. Get those questions to us. It can be about anything, mortgage or real estate related. VA loans, FHA loans, down payment assistance, jumbo loans, stated income loans, bank statement loans, you name it, bad credit, good credit, whatever that you're your question could possibly be in relation to mortgage or real estate, please get them off to us. So text the word MOM to 474747. You're more than welcome to call us if you'd like to hear yourself live on air. Fantastic. You can reach us at 844-935-3634. Val is going to be picking up those calls and put you on a hold, so you've just got to wait for us to get to your call. But more than happy to take those and put you on live. So let's talk about Sparks for Love real fast.
Yes.
That one is actually a good one.
Yes, absolutely. So Sparks for Love is...
What is it? Let's start with, what is Sparks for Love?
It is a giving foundation that is put together by the Southern California Fire Department.
Okay. Do we get a fire department calendar for donating?
I'm already looking into that.
You get right on that. I'm right on top of that, Rose.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Okay, keep going.
Yes, so it is a foundation for giving. It is a toy collection for the underserved children in the communities of LA County, Orange County, San Bernardino, Riverside.
So everywhere that we go. Exactly.
Yes,
perfect.
Absolutely.
So what we've done is that we would like everybody that is listening, if you guys could just donate just one toy. It's unwrapped. In the box, right? You just buy the toy,
yes,
unwrapped.
Brand new toy, mm-hmm. unwrapped. And we are partnering with...
Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Yes.
Which is awesome. We will have later today on our Facebook page, we will have all of the addresses of the different locations of Enterprise that you can drop off a toy to. We did make sure that they gave us... one in Riverside, San Bernardino, Orange County, LA County. They're, you know, it's so that everybody can get a toy to one of the Enterprise locations. And that way it's easier for you to do the drop off. You guys don't have to drive all the way out to us in Valencia or Santa Clarita.
Right. But if you want to, come on out.
Yes, you guys are more than welcome to come meet us and see us and drop off a toy. We would love that as well. But Enterprise Rent-A-Car has offered to allow us to put donation boxes in each one of the locations. So if you guys would like to help, we would love to see you do that. Later on today, we've got to get home from the Go Country studio in the middle of LA and all the way back to Santa Clarita. But Marla has promised to get those addresses put on our Facebook page by noon.
I will definitely have them up well before noon. Yes.
Well before noon.
Yes.
So we would love for you guys to help. What a great time of year to do that.
But in the meantime, you can call us right now and we can give you a location. Tell us where you're from. Text us if you want to.
Absolutely. If you'd like to know where's the location
right.
for you in your city, please feel free to text us. That's a great idea.
Yep.
Text the word MOM to 474747. We will respond to you with the address for the enterprise that is going to be doing it in your neighborhood. So
yes.
That would be fantastic. All right. So are we ready to get to some questions?
Absolutely.
All right. So here we go. This one, he did not or she did not give us a name. So would you like to make it up? Name and city.
We're talking to Mary Lynn from Temecula.
Okay. All right. I like it. So Mary Lynn from Temecula asks, can you get a mortgage with excellent credit, no debt to income ratio, but a very low income, plus in another state with possible new job? How do you not get into any costly repairs, home warranty? Okay, so that one's kind of like a major... I think that that's at least...
Let's break that down.
It's probably a four-part.
So can
you get a mortgage with excellent credit, no debt-to-income ratio, but a very low income? So I think what she's asking is, can you get into a mortgage if you've got really good credit, even if you don't have income to verify? Or validate.
I'm taking it that she doesn't have any other debt. She has
possibly,
income,
but she's got very
income,
low income.
Very
exactly.
low, right.
Right. So,
yeah.
So number one, depending on the amount of the down payment that somebody has available, there are loans that you can get that you don't necessarily have to validate the income. Now, even if you have very low income, depending on what you're trying to buy, if that low income will give you enough to qualify for what you're trying to purchase, that's still fine too.
Correct.
There's really no way to really answer that question other than we have to talk to you. That is one that it's pretty specific to the person. How much money do you have available? What are you trying to buy? What does very low income mean to you?
Correct.
Very low income to one person could be $20,000 a year. Very low income to somebody else could be $60,000 a year. Yeah, exactly. So I think that we need to understand that a little bit better. But depending on what you've got available for your down payment, what your credit score is, and what the income is, and what you're trying to buy, we're going to try to figure out which loan program would work best for you. But I'm not going to tell you that there's an absolute no, there is a possibility. It's just all about what does your scenario tell
right.
us.
Absolutely.
So I would definitely, in this situation, what did you say that her name was? Mary Lynn?
Mary Lynn from Temecula.
Mary Lynn from Temecula, and we made that up. But we would really, honestly, I would suggest go to our website, click on the Apply Now, do the application, and let us talk with you. We don't pull credit reports right away. The system doesn't do it. You don't get an automated yes or no. You're literally going to just submit your information so that we have a full picture to talk to you about when we call you and do the consultation. So that is what I would suggest for you. Go to MortgageMomRadio.com and literally click on the apply button. Put in your information, and we will contact you before we would pull credit and go over your scenario with you. So now, the number two part of her question was, how do you not get into any costly repairs? And then she says home warranty with a question mark. So I think she's guessing, you know, can you maybe use a home warranty instead of getting into costly repairs? I think that that's kind of what her question was. Number one, when you are a homeowner, there is absolutely no way for you to determine that you're never going to get into costly repairs. There's nothing that you can do to prohibit that a pipe might break or the roof might need to be repaired or something may happen
right.
that is
unexpected. Or you have a leaky faucet. I mean, there's a whole gamut of things that could happen.
Right.
That
your air conditioner
that you're not
could go out.
I mean, it's good to be prepared, but you're not going to be, you know, there's not a crystal ball that's going
to
tell you.
Right. And there's nothing that you can do to prevent those things from happening.
Correct.
It is part of homeownership. That's why we tell people, you know, when they come to our workshops, you know, you're here because you want to be a homeowner. Here are all of the benefits of being a homeowner,
right.
but here are all of the downsides of being a homeowner. And we go through that with people. And one of those things is repairs and
right.
that you're responsible for those. Your refrigerator goes out, your washer dryer go out. You know, that's something that as a tenant, you're calling your landlord and they're going to go and they're going to repair those things for you where now all of a sudden you're responsible for them. Now, one of the things that she asks is home warranty. A home warranty is a fantastic way to give yourself an insurance policy to cover the costs of the repairs. Now, it's not going to cover the entire cost. There's going to be a deductible that you're going to pay. It's like any other kind of, it's home warranty. It's an insurance plan. So there is going to be a deductible that you're going to pay to cover some of the costs of the repair. But a home warranty plan does definitely help you with that. And it does bring the cost down of those repairs. And we really do suggest that you get one, at least for the first couple of years of owning the property. Because you don't truly know. You can get in there, you can get a physical inspector, they're going to do the best job that they can to go through that home and to try to pull out anything that might be wrong or see
right.
any defects or tell you about anything that could be a problem. But I'll tell you, I have sold homes and I have done loans on properties that we do a physical inspection, everything is perfect, and the day after the people buy the home, close and record, a pipe breaks. No joke. And it has probably happened in my 20 plus years three or four different times. It's not something that a contractor can see through the walls unless they literally cut open the drywall and look in there and see the pipes in person. There's no way for them to tell you. All that they can do is inspect what they see at the time of the inspection.
Right.
So, you know, it is very, very good to get the home warranty plan. I would suggest not just 1 year, but at least two years, maybe even three, because once you become the owner of the home, you're inheriting things that have been, you know, breaking down over however many years that the last owner and the last owner have been there. And you don't really know that home for that good couple of two or three years. So
sure.
I would definitely suggest the home warranty. There may be things that the home warranty does not cover for you. So you're still going to have to make sure that you're prepared, put money to the side, have a small savings account like we've talked about in the past to, you know, make sure that you can get things repaired if necessary.
Right.
But the home warranty covers a lot. If you have a pool, it'll cover pool equipment. If you have air conditioning and heating, it'll cover that. I mean, the home warranties really are a very good way to go.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yep, that was a great question. Thank you very much. Marilyn from Temecula.
Yes.
And we know that that's not your name, but see, everybody out there listening, please give us your name and the city that you're calling from so that we can.
Because the next one might not be as good.
Right. We need to make sure that we direct our,
it's like
you know.
At the top of my head, and I've got to try to think of something good.
Yeah. Questions yeah. and answers at you. Okay. So for everybody listening, we would love it if you guys wanted to keep asking questions. Please feel free to keep doing that. You can text the word mom to 474747. You could download download the phone app if you guys want to, and you can get all kinds of great tools right from the phone app. You'll get that link when you text us, and then you'll also be able to text us your questions. So keep them coming. Give us your name. Give us your city that you're asking the question from. You guys can call us. We've got a couple calls on hold right now. We're going to try to get you guys before the end of the show as well. You can call us at 844-935-3634. So let's do one more text message, okay, and then we'll go to a phone call. How's that sound?
That sounds perfect.
Mix her up a little bit. All right. So this one, again, they didn't give us name or city.
Okay.
Is it my turn to make it up?
Go for it.
Okay. So this is Don Julio based on last night's margaritas that I was drinking. And I'm feeling really good from those.
I would think that you would not want to talk about Don Julio right now.
Oh, no. He's freshly on my mind with the headache that's pounding. So I'm absolutely, he's the first thing that came to mind. Okay, so Don Julio from Valencia, because we were at Don Cuco's last night. All right. He is asking, can you get assistance for how much of a down payment? Okay, it was just kind of backwards. So he's asking, can you get down payment assistance?
Yes.
Yes. How much down payment assistance can you get? You want to answer that one, Marla?
How much down payment assistance can you get?
Yeah. So explain how it works.
Well, most of the down payment assistance programs that are going to be based off of your credit and your income, you can get up to a maximum of, I believe right now it's 7% of your purchase price.
Correct. So what we're doing is we're giving you enough to cover the down payment and enough to cover just about the entire majority of the closing costs.
Correct.
It will usually leave a couple of $1,000 that still needs to be paid, but that's something that you can negotiate with the seller. You can bring that money in, but you could literally, depending on the price of the home, and again, when I say on average a couple $1,000 left, it could be as much as $5,000. It depends on the price of the home that you're
absolutely
buying. You could be buying a five or a $600,000 property, and yes, you can still get down payment assistance for that, but you may end up having to have maybe $5,000 or $6,000 extra left, of your own money, or negotiate with the seller to give you a closing cost credit. But we have down payment assistance that will not only cover the down payment amount, but it will also cover a very, very good majority of the closing costs.
Correct. And those, and all these down payment assistance programs are going to go through the whole entire areas of LA, Orange County, Riverside, San Bernardino, and Ventura counties. We just said that Don Julio is from Valencia, which would be LA County. LA County has a maximum income level. So I'm just going to do the top, which is not just one program. It's just
all of them
the
combined. The highest one.
The highest one right now is $138,000 that a family can make per year, per household, to qualify for a down payment assistance program.
So that they can eat at Don Cuco's and have too many margaritas. But
Thank you, Don Julio.
That was a great question, though. We want you guys to keep those coming, because that is something that someone else probably didn't know, and you're learning. Down payment assistance is awesome. You guys really, truly can get into a home if you've got good credit, you've got good income. California is hard, man. I mean, we live in a state that is very expensive. It is not easy with the cost of living to be able to save for a down payment, but that doesn't mean that you don't want to be a homeowner.
Absolutely.
You want to have that tax write-off. You want to have, that family home. You want to know that nobody can kick you out. You want that sense of, what's it called? Safety.
Security.
Thank you.
Yes. And I was just going to say that this is such a fantastic program. All the down payment assistance programs are out there, and I just want to tell sellers and real estate agents and everybody alike that these are great programs, and they're helping many homeowners get into homes, and that is helping our economy, it's helping our communities, and helping our colleagues and our friends. So, take a look at them. Call us. Even if you aren't buying a house, if you are a realtor or you're selling a house, call us. Ask us how the program works so that you have a good understanding of it when you are looking to talk to a buyer that's coming in.
Absolutely. And if you want to know how much that you can qualify for, again, the best thing that you could do, go to the website, go to mortgagemomradio.com, click on the apply button. We've got all kinds of tools there as well. Put in your little scenario and it'll shoot us over your information, and we'll call you and talk to you about your scenario if you don't want to do the actual full application. But we are not going to actually pull your credit report. You're going to put information in for us so that we can actually give you a call and talk to you about your scenario, your income, your credit report, credit score, everything, and then what will you qualify for. But that credit report's not going to get pulled until you've actually talked with one of us and we've gotten your permission to do that and to move forward to that next place. But depending on where you want to buy, like you said, it's based sometimes on county, sometimes on city. So we need to understand more about you to tell you what kind of down payment assistance that we could offer to you.
Absolutely.
All right. So if you guys want to, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Perfect time to call us. Get yourself on hold because we're going to go to a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to take phone calls. We're still taking text messages as well. And we're going to answer those within the next after we take a couple calls and we'll get back to texting. So please make sure that you get those messages to us. Text the word mom to 474747. And we'll be right back.
Text Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. Text the word MOM to 31996. More on the way. This is Mortgage Mom Radio.
Hi, it's Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. I've worked both as a realtor and a mortgage lender over the past 20 years, and my friends have started calling me the Mortgage Mom. Here with me today is Marla Geezer, sales manager with Movement Mortgage. And Marla's here to tell us what makes Movement Mortgage really stand out. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Deb. Our most exciting feature? That's definitely Movement's 671 process. That's 6-hour underwriting, 7-day processing, and 1 day to close. It definitely gives the competitive advantage to both our borrowers and realtors to close sooner and get paid faster.
OMG, Marla, I don't know of anyone else doing that. Hey, guys, give us a call and find out more. 844, we lend for you.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity and NMLS number 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act number 4131054.
Give us a call and we'll point you to our website. 844-935-3634.
844, we lend, the number for you.
The holidays begin at the Disneyland Resort, and Go Country 105 wants you to enjoy the wonder, joy, and magic of the season. Experience the diverse sights, sounds, and tastes of Festival of Holidays at Disney California Adventure Park. And over at Disneyland Park, rediscover holiday classics like Believe in Holiday Magic, Fireworks Spectacular, A Christmas Fantasy Parade, and so much more. Listen to win one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort from Go Country 105 to share the magic of the holiday season. Holiday entertainment available now through January 6th. Attractions and entertainment subject to change without notice.
Wednesday, December 5th, be there as Suburban Cadillac in Costa Mesa unveils the new Cadillac XT4 with spirited performance and connected driving pleasure in a new size luxury SUV. Come see the XT4 as Suburban Cadillac celebrates with music, entertainment, gourmet food and beverage stations, drawings every 15 minutes for Apple smartwatches, and hundreds of dollars in Amex gift cards. Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m., Suburban Cadillac reveals the new Cadillac XT4. Freeway close on Harbor Boulevard, Suburban Cadillac at CostaMesa.com.
Here's the one you've been waiting for. Macy's Friends and Family. Get an extra 10 to 30% off with your Macy's card or pass. You'll even get an extra 15% off beauty. Find your favorite brands at our biggest savings, like down coats for her, 40% off. Find jewelry, 30 to 50% off. Beautiful designer watches, 20% off. And go luxe with 40% off hotel collection bed and bath through December 10th at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right. Well, welcome back. Thank you so much. This show has gone fast today.
It really has.
This is our last 20 minutes. We're less than 20 minutes. We're off at 8 a.m. But this show has gone extremely fast. So if you have called us and we have missed your call, we apologize. The great thing is that we can actually see your number. We get it and we can give you a call back. So we'll do that after the show is over. If you've called in and you have missed us, we apologize. If you'd like to call right now, you've got 17 minutes for us to get you live on air. It's 844-935-3634. So go ahead and give us those calls. We have got some great text message questions still sitting here. I'm going to go ahead and get to those because we've had some callers, but they hung up. They were kind of tired of waiting, and we understand. We totally get it. We'll call you back. If you want to give us a call, we'll get you on air, so feel free to call us back. If we don't get you on air, we'll call you. So either way, you get to talk to us. Easy enough. But we've got some great text message questions. If you guys want to keep those coming, please do that. Text the word MOM to 474747 and keep those coming. We also have the link to our phone app. Phone app's pretty cool. So when you text us, amazing. You'll get the link, and you guys can just go ahead and save that to your home screen, whether you've got an Android or an Apple phone, it doesn't matter, or an iPhone. It really doesn't matter. But you can get everything that you need. You could apply for your loan. You can listen to the podcast. You can run payments. It's got payment calculators for both, for all, FHA, conventional, USDA, VA, all of the different program types. It's got those calculators for you so that you can run your own payments. It's a pretty cool thing. So I would definitely download the phone app if you haven't done so already. You guys can listen to all of our past shows right there from the phone app, because it'll take you straight to the podcast, so you can check that out. And like I said, you can apply for your loan right through the phone, which is pretty nice.
You can do pretty much everything.
You can do pretty much from everything.
You're downplaying it with this pretty cool thing. It's pretty amazing.
All right, I've downplayed. All right, so here we go. Let's get to the next question. This one comes from, I love it, she actually gave us her name and her city. So, hi, this is Emily from Upland. I currently have a 30-year mortgage, and I've been in my house for 2 years. If I want to lower my monthly payment, when would be a good time to refinance? For example, if my current rate was 3.5, is it worth it to refinance if I can get a rate at 3.1? Or is that not enough of a decrease of an interest rate? So this is actually a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why, because we talk about this a lot, but I don't think people really quite get it when we talk about it. So we're going to talk about it again. So number one, if you put 20% down, you had no mortgage insurance, and your interest rate is at 3.5% right now, on a 30-year fixed, don't refinance.
Yes.
Done.
Cross your legs, sit down in the corner,
and enjoy.
Fine. Yes.
We are not at 3.5%. You pulled up another article earlier this morning that was talking about where future interest rates are going.
The forecasting
and
2019.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we've been saying it since we've been on air 2.5 years ago. We started with Go Country in July of 16.
Yes.
And we have been telling you guys since July of 16 that interest rates are going up, that we're on a slow escalator on our way up. And we have been on that slow escalator, and we have continued to go up. So if anything, I can tell you guys, in 2.5 years, we've been right, and we're going to continue to stay right. These rates are not going to go down anytime soon. So if you have a 30-year fix at 3.5%, sit down, relax, enjoy, and don't do anything. Now, that's if you put 20% down, and that's if you had no mortgage insurance. That's if you have no other debt that you are paying out monthly. Then if you have an FHA loan with mortgage insurance, a conventional loan with mortgage insurance, you've got other debt that you're paying monthly, what we really need to do is we need to see if you did a refinance, if you dropped your mortgage insurance, if we paid off some of your debt. Right now, what are you paying in a blended interest rate? Your credit cards are at 23%. This one is at, you know, your car loan's at 9%. Maybe it's not. Maybe that stays where it's at because it's a better rate. Your student loans are at 19. We have a client right now that has student loans at 19%.
19%.
And she has over $150,000 in student loans. So situation, we pay that off, because when we do the blended rate of her current rate that she has in her house and what her, you know, rate is on those student loans.
Mm-hmm.
Really, her blended rate, what she's paying on a monthly basis for all of her debt, is in like the 15% rate.
I was going to say, it's 12% at least rate. a double digit for sure.
Exactly. So if we refinance her, even at today's interest rates, cash out, refinance on a house at 5.5 or 5.75 or 5.25, depending on your credit score and all, you know, how much equity and all that stuff, right? Again, every single person is different, and that's why you won't ever hear us start yelling interest rates and teaser rates and trying to get you guys to call us. The bottom line is that we're going to put it together around you. We're going to talk about you and your scenario, and what does you and your scenario look like as far as an interest rate. But there's a very good chance in that situation you're getting rid of mortgage insurance, you're going to pay off some debt, that yes, get rid of the 3.5% and get yourself into a better cash flow monthly and a better overall interest rate. So, this was kind of Emily, if you've got 3.5, you put 20% down, you had no mortgage insurance, go sit down, go watch some TV and don't do anything.
Correct.
But if that's not the situation, call us, go to the website, click on the apply button, get us your information. We will call you and talk to you about you personally. So
yes,
I thought that was
mortgage
great.
Is very personalized.
It really is.
And for, you know, and I'm not trying to like call anybody out or anything like that, but you have to look at it as an individualized thing. You can't just be saying everybody's going to get this rate or everybody's going to get this in this program and blah, 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 because that's not how it's going to be. Every single person is different. Even if you live on the street with everybody having the same house, same value, everybody who's living in those homes has different scenarios with their income and their credit and their debts.
Absolutely. So, you guys, keep them coming. These are great questions. We want to make sure that we get to everybody today. We're here until 8 o'clock, so you've got just about 10 minutes left with us. So get those questions in. Text the word MOM to 474747. Download the phone apps. You guys can run your own payments. You can apply for the loan. You can listen to the podcast. You can call us. It literally says call Debbie, call Marla, email Debbie, email Marla. Pretty simple. You can check out our YouTube, our Facebook reviews, our Yelp reviews, everything that you could need from that phone app. It's really nice, but you can also start asking us questions. So text the word MOM to 474747. Write down our number. It's 844 we lend for you, and that is the number four.
That is the number four,
or
L-E-N-D.
That's right, L-E-N-D, just like a lender. So we lend for you. 844-935-3634, and save that number. It is the same number to get us right now during the show, and it is the same number to get us all weekend, and it is the same number to get us all week. If we don't answer, our call service does. They'll take your name, your phone number, and your email address so that we can reach out to you. They actually text us, and you will hear back from either me or Marla within an hour, as long as you are calling at a decent time of day.
Let me clarify.
A decent time of day would be any time before 6:30, 7 o'clock p.m.
Yep.
And any time after 9 a.m.
That works good.
Right? Yeah. During the weekend?
Yeah.
During the week, you know, you guys call at 7 a.m., you're going to get a phone call back by 8:30, 8:15 in the morning. I mean, it's just when we get to the office, and we're usually at kind of early birds and we get there. But weekend, if you guys call us, you know, before 7, you'll get a call that night, 7 p.m. And if you call us in the morning, we're going to call you back after 9 a.m. Good?
Correct.
Sweet.
That works.
Awesome. All right.
Val, I just noticed your pants. Those are adorable.
Yes. She's got little gingerbread men all over them.
Yeah.
So funny. Okay. So here we go. We've got Nancy from Santa Monica. My question is, I keep hearing that the HEART program is ending December 31st of 2018. What does this mean if this is a program that you want to look into? Will there be a similar program in 2019? So this is what we are being told. And obviously, things change all of the time.
Right. We don't make the rules. We are not the powers that be. We just pass on the information.
So the HEART program was supposed to end 3 years ago, and they have extended it, and they have extended it, and they have extended it, and they have not extended it this time.
Correct.
So it really is going to be done unless they come out and make another announcement. But typically they make the announcement early enough that lenders can continue to move forward with the program without actually stopping applications. At this point in time, the majority of lenders that you call, you may find one or two that are still willing to take an application, but most have actually stopped taking applications as of last month. Now, we are done as of today. December 1st, that was it. That was our cutoff with Movement Mortgage. We cannot take your HARP application at this point and get you closed. The problem is that we can't promise to get you closed in time before December 31st. So if we can't promise to get you closed, we can't take an application, because you could be right in the middle of getting everything done and then the program's gone. So if you were looking to do a HARP refinance, you'd better get on the phones and start pounding them very hard and getting it done today.
Today.
Literally, today.
Saturday, December 1st.
Yes. For anybody out there that doesn't know what HARP is or doesn't understand what it is, doesn't really matter because it's gone. But if you do want to know more, feel free to call us. We'd be more than happy to explain it to you and give you the definition and everything else. So, Nancy, thank you so much. That was a great question. And but unfortunately, as far as we're concerned or we know, the program is gone. It's going away. Bye-bye.
Correct. And I did, just so everybody knows, I did do some due diligence. I did Google it, tried to see if there has been any announcements. Every single website, and I looked at 5 separate ones, all said that it is ending on December 31st, 2018.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're not taking applications at this point.
No, we are not.
I really, truly don't believe that they will be extending that program out any longer. Now, if you need to do a refinance, HEART program was very, very good if you were upside down or very high in loan to value, you know, made it difficult maybe to do a refinance. Most people at this time, I haven't done a HEART loan in probably year and a half, 2 years. I mean,
easily.
And, you know, maybe one here, one there. But most people have the equity needed to do a normal refinance where they're going to actually get a better interest rate than if they did a HARP refinance, which is really good when you don't have the equity. So there aren't very many people at this point in time with where property values are that have not come all the way back from being underwater to now having the equity needed. Remember, with an FHA loan, you only need 3.5% equity to do a refinance. If you want to cash out, you only need 85% to do a cash out refinance with FHA. With a VA loan, you could do 100% cash out. Whatever the value is, we can go up to 100% and get you all the money out of your house. For a conventional loan, we can do a cash out up to 90. We could do a first mortgage at 80% and give you a second mortgage for 10%. Or you need to have 20% equity. A conventional loan you can actually do, if you're not pulling cash out, you can go up to 97 to 95% on your loan to value. So there's a lot of program available that also was not available back when HARP started.
Right.
So if you're out there and you've thought about refinancing and you don't think that you can, before you tell yourself no, because that's the majority of people think, I can't, and then they don't do it and they never call, and later they find out that they could have. So if you think that there's a reason to do a refinance, even if you believe that the answer is no, what does it hurt to send us a quick message? Like I said, you guys can download the phone app. You can send an email Debbie, email Marla, ask us your question. We'll respond immediately and just find out, hear the no, or hear, hey, you know what? Yeah. We could do that for you.
Correct.
You know, so don't walk away from that. So again, text the word mom to 474747. Ask us your questions. Hey, you guys, we haven't mentioned it in a long time. Go to our Facebook page, like our Facebook page. We do live posts quite often. The last, other than last weekend when we weren't on air, the last like 3 or 4 weekends in a row, we've been doing listing spotlights. We didn't do that today. We've got a lot of properties to get up there. But to be quite honest with you, with the holiday, we got very busy. And I'm a slacker. I got a little bit behind on the websites, building the website. So I've got work to do on Monday, but we will have a bunch of new properties. We're doing listing spotlights, properties that we're finding that we feel are really good deals. Buyers would really benefit from, whether they're close to schools, they've got great square footage. It's beautiful. It's been redone. It's a perfect price for first time home buyer, or maybe a brand new investor. So check out our Facebook page, like our Facebook page. When we do live shows, if you've liked or followed our Facebook page, you'll be able to see us come up live. So pretty cool. Don't forget our Facebook. We'd love to see you there. All right, let's get in just a couple more questions. You ready?
Got it. Let's go.
Here we go. Okay, I like this one. So this is from Valerie from Lakewood. She says, how do you go about getting down payment assistance?
Ooh. Well, Val, you actually already have done the first thing. You've reached out to us.
Yeah.
That is step one. Step two is we would really love to talk to you and talk to you about your scenario and talk to you about all the different programs that might be eligible for you. Lakewood is in the LA County area.
It is.
So
that little borderline right there by Long Beach.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you could have eligibility with total household income up to $138,000, depending on the program that's going to work best for you. So. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. No, I think that's amazing. Guys, again, with the down payment assistance, there's no way for you to know what you can get. Everybody can get a little bit different. Depends on the city you're buying in, depends on the county you're buying in, depends on your household income, depends on your credit score. There's no way for you to know unless you just reach out to us, like Marla said. So Valerie from Lakewood, the best thing that you could possibly do, go to our website, click on the Apply Now button, put in your application. All it's going to do is ask you for your name, your birthday, your social, where do you work, what do you do, how long have you been there, how many kids do you have, how big is your household. It's going to do all of those things, but there is no credit report pulled and there is nothing happening. It's literally just feeding me and Marla the information that we need to have a really good conversation with you and tell you what all of your options are. We will get your permission to pull credit if we feel that it's something that we should do after we've had a conversation with you first. So please feel free. I see that we have a couple of questions on Facebook, but we only have 3 minutes.
Correct.
So I think that we are going to probably skip those for this show.
For this time, yes.
Yeah. Do you think we have time to get one in?
I don't
or no?
know. The one that I just pulled up was a pretty big one.
Okay. All right. So we'll wait. We'll answer that one. If you've asked a question today and we did not get to it for you, we do apologize. We will respond to it. So if you have texted us, we will respond to the text message so that you do get your answer. If you sent us a message through Facebook, we appreciate appreciate that. Thank you so much. We will respond to you and get you an answer for your messages there at Facebook as well. Remember, guys, you can get a hold of us however you'd like. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. All kinds of tools on that website. There is a contact us, and you can go ahead and put in your question and email it over. It will come to us in email. We will respond. You guys can call us as usual, 844-935-3634. It's the same number all week long, during the show, after the show, during the weekend, during the week, doesn't matter. Call service will pick it up when we are not physically at our location, and they will text us, and you'll get a call back within less than an hour. So best service you guys can get in town, I promise you that. You guys can use our card, what's it called? Sorry.
Our phone app.
Thank you.
Yes.
You can use our phone app. Text the word MOM to 474747. Download the phone app. You can get every single tool that you need from there. You can listen to the podcast, do the application, run your payments, do just about everything that you need to do. Contact us, email us, all that good stuff right from the phone app. You guys can, my gosh, there's so many ways that people can use all of our services. So, like we said, Facebook is there. We've got Twitter. We've got Instagram.
Whatever you're the most comfortable with. You like to use your phone. You want to be on the computer. You like, you know, calling us. So whatever works best for you, do it.
Do it. Exactly.
Call us, email us, text us. Do it. You can do it all. If you want to do them all in the same hour, go for it.
Go for it. Absolutely. So we hope that you guys all, this is the beginning. It is December 1st. This is the beginning of the holiday season. We are so excited.
Yes.
We've got 1 month left of the year. And we hope that you guys are all getting, you know, fired up and ready, and you guys are out there and you're shopping and you're getting prepared and all of that good stuff. We are going to be back next week, and we'll talk to y'all real soon.
Yes. Thank you.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 413-1054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MB-676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 09-18544, Washington ZL-39179. Texas and Nevada 3402 and 3401. Well, it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days. Extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB0237926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO 237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marla Geezer is licensed by California DB0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. The station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
All the holiday music you love on 105.1, your Christmas destination.
It's so much fun.
We're going to smile on the tree and kind of get in this the whole season.
KKGO. KKGO HD1. Los Angeles and Orange County. Our holiday music is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers.